Did we not touch stored forms already? I guess, no, we don't. Okay, a lot of this stuff with stored forms was actually reported by Oliver Berger. I think my slides are a little messed up here. Yeah, one of my slides got out of order. This was reported by Oliver Berger back in 1996 in Der Spiegel magazine. And I forgot to actually change that. But there's still very few people who are actually using access control list, and everybody's still using stored forms. They're allowing the use of stored forms. What I would rather recommend, and I know administrators are not going to like this, but if you're accepting internet emails coming into your server and you need the use of stored forms, create two different mail files for the user and have one which is sitting there for internet email that uses no stored forms. I know this is a little bit of a pain in the butt, but this is really about the only way around that I know of. Turn off the stored forms, let internet emails come in there, have an agent so whenever new emails are deposited, that gets sent to their internal email. They're automatically forwarded from that point, or at least they have some sort of doc link that goes to that their internal email that they can then now, they know they've got an internet email coming in on the other email box. And that is a kludge, but it'll work and keep you secure from stored form attacks over the internet. Oh, go back. Okay, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. So we have the execution control list, which is supposed to prevent a lot of this type of stuff. One of the things that we started looking at was that another type of an attack was that the Notes API calls, the C API calls into Notes, are not intercepted by the execution control list. So you can use Visual Basic. You can actually put an ActiveX control into an HTML file and send it to somebody and ask them to launch it. And that ActiveX control will make a call into the Notes API and bypass the execution control list. So I'll give you a quick demo on this. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I apologize here. Before I do that, let me just say a couple more things about this. On the execution control list, you really need to make sure this is got down and tight and that you actually have a corporate enforced, essentially enforced ECL. Does anyone not have that? Or does anyone have that? Let's ask that one. Yeah. It's a real pain in the butt, I know. A lot of people are just not familiar with the execution control list. The ECL settings are really stored in an obscure location. There's not a lot, the documentation on it's not real clear until 502. If you're running 502 or earlier than 502, you had world access to it. There's also a couple of ways you can actually use either of these two options to reset an execution control list. There's a command in the Lotus command language that the refresh ECL and just leave the options blank. That will actually force the ECL to be reset. There's other ways that you can actually add a note, something into the notes INI file, and it's remove ECL setup equals 3 from the notes INI file. So you don't actually add it, you remove that setting. So, I'll give you a website at the end, and all this stuff will be available there. Because it'll be available within 1 week. So, as I mentioned before, the Notes API calls are not intercepted by the ECL. And since OLE and COM uses Notes API, that makes it very fun. Sorry? And R Next? I actually have not investigated that yet. So I've only started dabbling with R-Next. I'm sorry.
You can send ActiveX controls embedded in notes documents?
Yes.
And will those be, will the Microsoft Internet settings talk to those, or will the...
I'm fixing to give you a demonstration on it here real quick. So the question he's asking, I'm fixing to answer for him. So we're here as the attacker. And what I'm going to do, let me show you what I've actually am going to send him. I'm having a real problem seeing the screen, so. Crap, I can't even see the icons. Bear with me, I can't see the icons off to the right of my desktop. Oops. Okay. I had to move these two over so I could see them. So I've actually got, I'm just going to pop open Notepad here, and I'm going to give you an example of an HTML file. And in here we actually have an ActiveX, we have an ActiveX control, which is using VBScript. Just so you can see it. That's all that's in there. So what we're going to do is the attacker, we're going to attach this to an email.